The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Happy to come your way once again.
But
I've come to your homes with the word of God.
The
life transforming word of God.
The
life that is in God. Through his word.
It's
coming to you wherever you are.
And
I want you to pay attention and open your spirits to receive the word of God.
2 weeks
back, we were discussing about the deception of the enemy. We saw that we have teachings of demons.
But
that means that the source of the teaching is from Satan.
The
target of the teachings of demons is the next generation.
Now
the future world. The devil is really battling to win the future. And the church should be aware. See, kingdoms grow as they capture the minds of people. Teachings spread. And we need to break or stop the spread of demonic teachings. I want you to keep this in your spirit. Teachings spread. And we need to prevent the spread of demonic teaching. That is why Jesus cautioned the disciples against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
And it's in the Yesu Ebo Pharisees for no coco efa.
When he said that, the disciples thought he was talking about bread. But later they understood that he was talking about the teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Now it spreads.
It works itself into the world, just as yeast work itself in a dough. It may be just a little, but it will affect the dough. So we have to be careful of the teachings of demons. Once we identify the source, don't let us entertain it. Let us not allow it to be planted at all.
It is a Yehusa, a Yatron church, a Fibi Biba, and Sessia Gigin and Yasus on the so, and Sessia Makwina would be a cry away.
Now, the Apostle Paul reveals.
Now, Oswafo Paulo, a teacher
in Colossians 2, verse 8.
Our Colossifo man, it's in you,
now, Colossians 2, verse 8.
Colossifo, a woman, it's in you.
He reveals that the teachings of demons
Atron church
is based on hollow and deceptive philosophies,
Ejina, Infitiasi, Semenia, Titisem,
which depends on human tradition and basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. So this teaching is not founded on Christ, who is life and the rock. But the teachings of demons are founded on human philosophies, human tradition, basic principles of this world. Basic principles of this world. Deceptive philosophies. human tradition,
nipa adeye,
but not on Christ.
Nemum enyina Kristo so.
Now let's see how the NIV puts it.
Yehwe said ye brofo Bible no kanu efa.
Now I like the NIV's rendering of this one.
Ope NIV dear.
See to it that no one takes you captive.
Monhwe ye na obi ankyere mo adwene.
Now to be taken captive means that you have been arrested in the mind.
It is o ka se wa kyere wa na kyese wa kyere wa adwene mu.
Now when that happens to you, you have become a prey of the devil.
It is the
devil.
It is ebasa na wa babeye atopre e de amobonsam.
You have been caught into his kingdom.
Wa kyew abana hinim.
True, hollow and deceptive philosophy.
Ah, amfa nyansape ene nada hunu.
Which depends on human tradition.
Ah, enam nipa atitisem.
And the elemental spiritual forces of this world.
Any we are saying fit yasem so.
Rather than on Christ.
Na enam Christo so.
Instead of saying the basic principles of this world, he says that the elemental spiritual forces. Of this world. Rather than on Christ. Elemental spiritual forces. Now it sings with scripture. This one agrees to the fact that there are teachings of demons. That is why he is saying that elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. So it is either on Christ or on Satan.
But he,
because of deception and because it is hollow, it is empty, he tries to brand it. Makes it beautiful and attractive. But it is still coming from the devil. These teachings are hollow. The teachings of demons are empty. They are just deceptions. They are hollow because they are founded on human traditions and elemental forces of this world. I've said that already. Now, rather than on Christ, who is the rock
and
the solid foundation. Now, if it is not founded on Christ, who is the rock and the solid foundation, what that means is this, that the teachings of demons have no foundation. Now, if you attack it, it will be destroyed. 1 Corinthians 10:4. And drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. So we see here that the rock, Christ is rock.
1 Corinthians 3:11 and 12.
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So we see him as the rock
and
foundation. So if these teachings is not based on Christ, then it is not founded on solid foundation. What this means practically is this. That the teachings of demons, these teachings are built on the sand. Now how do I know that? You see, when you receive the word of God and you don't do it, the Bible says that you are building on the sand.
But this one is not
even the teachings of Christ.
So you
may not even be building on the sun, you may be building castles in the air. I want us to have confidence in the word of God. And then don't let us be frightened by the image of
Nebuchadnezzar.
That stone that was thrown against that image crushed it completely. And the kingdom of God was established.
Now,
for instance, the global introduction of secular humanist sexual ideology. Such as the comprehensive sexuality education. Is a deceptive ideology. Meant to capture the minds and the future
wealth.
They want to do that towards the globalization of the LGBTQI plus agenda.
Now,
so teach it in schools. See, it is a strategic agenda of the devil. If you like a kingdom agenda, these are just imaginations. The various systems of false philosophy. These are just arguments, reasoning of the enemies of the gospel. Now, these are just pretensions, claims, traditions that are exalted yet unfounded. That sets itself against the knowledge of our God. But we have power to demolish this stronghold. And every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of our God. And to take captive every thought, to make it obedient to Christ. This is how powerful Christianity is. This is how powerful our light drives away darkness. This is how powerful our salt restores things that are being corrupted. See, because these teachings are hollow,
and I am saying, its
proponents tend to either force it on society, especially when they are in power, or trick the society into it. All that the proponents are seeking, you see, they don't have foundation. It is not solid. All that they are seeking is acceptance. For us to tolerate them. Now, listen to me very well. To dwell side by side with the truth. So that they can say that this is an alternative lifestyle. See, the maker of the world has a manual. There is no alternative to that one. So don't accept alternative lifestyles. By who? Who else is the creator? How can the human being determine an alternative lifestyle?
And
I want Christians to arise.
Sorry.
We will never cause any revival in the world. When we are comfortable with all these teachings of demons. And especially when they are barricaded with law and they call it human rights.
Human right.
That is deception.
Ayenada.
It is dangerous.
Ayuhum.
See, the reason why we have to attack it is that it is dangerous.
As I say, you're sorry, Tia. And he said, Ayuhum.
Because soon our children will be affected.
If he said, Enche, Anche, Ebekwa, Kohau, Yemanu.
Why am I saying this?
Dentin America, sir.
I'll give you a mind of one of our great Christians. The man has passed on, J.C. Ryan.
Nah,
and then we'll talk about what the scripture says about these things.
Now, me pese me ka obi efen J.C. Ryan ho na dwene ekyere wo na enuechi no yakade ekyere no.
Now, listen to what he said.
Momente de okan.
If you can read from the screen.
Say obetumi akenkan efrefidie no so a.
A man who is born again is careful of his own soul.
Now,
careful. Because the deception out there.
As long as
the devil is concerned, believers have to be careful. You see, the writer of the book of Hebrews fills the book with the word careful, 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 because the devil is dangerous.
The Hebrew full man, say walking carbon we say munhwe ye ahwemuma if he say otamfo no ne hu ehu
all because of his power of deception.
Enam ni tumia e won na dan munti.
So a man who is born again,
it is only power won foforo no,
is careful of his own soul.
Ohwe onu nkasa ne kra so ye.
He tries not only to avoid sin,
and yes say otwe ne hu free bone hu kwa,
but also to avoid anything which may lead to it. He is careful about the company he keeps. He knows that bad company corrupts good morals, and that evil is more contagious than good. Just as disease is more infectious than health. So we don't have to entertain these teachings of demons. When we dwell side by side with them, evil is more contagious than good.
Papa.
Just as disease is more infectious than health.
Now,
God through Moses warned the Israelites. Deuteronomy 7. From verse 1. Are we together? Yes, don't worry. I'm talking generally about the teachings of devil. But I just gave an example. So this is just my example. I'm not preaching about LGBTQ. I know. But don't allow LGBTQ whatever to be planted in your country. It will affect our children. Moses warned the Israelites in Deuteronomy 7. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess and drive out before you many nations, the the Hittites,
any Gagesifo,
Amorites,
any Amorifo,
Canaanites,
any Canaanfo,
Perizzites,
any Perizzifo,
Hivites,
any Hivifo,
Jebusites,
any Jebusifo,
seven nations larger and stronger than you.
Now
don't just be paying attention to the names. This one, they come, they go with their religion and their gods, their lifestyle. It says that when you get in there, that you are going to possess this nation. They go with their all kinds of lifestyle.
Now we know and here di keke. Now we may won what we nyame ni wa braboni won su ni adina enedinam.
And when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them totally.
And yet say one pasa pasa.
Make no treaty with them. And show them no mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons.
And fa wo mama e ma wo ma.
Or take their daughters for your sons.
And so, enye wo mama ema wo mawa.
For they will turn your children away from following me to serve other gods. That is it.
If he say, wo bedane wo ma eni efri mechi na wasum anyame foforo.
And the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you.
Na Ewurade bu fu mu no wase wo ntem.
This is what you are to do to them.
Nemom say na monye wonye.
Break down their altars.
Mungigiri won aforibuchi ya.
Smash their sacred stones.
Na mumubu won abuo edum.
Cut down their Asherah poles.
Na muntwitwi won abosompo
ebu. Burn their idols in the fire.
Na momfa ojanhye won ahoni.
Why do you have to do that?
Denti na esem oyesa sa.
For you are a people holy to the Lord.
Na moye oman kronkron.
Out of all the peoples on the face of the earth, out of the people, the Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. Now listen, please. Destroy their idols and their religion.
Anyone sum?
If all religions lead to God, as the United Nations seem to be preaching,
United Nations no air can.
Then Jesus is not the Savior.
No.
If all religions lead to God, then Jesus is not the Savior. If all religions lead to God, then Jesus is not Lord. If all religions lead to God, then how exclusive is Christianity? But Christianity is an exclusive religion. It says, don't dwell side by side with them.
No, say, ma anyone tina afani afa.
Destroy what they have.
Say dia wawo.
Why? Because kingdoms grow.
Adentia if you say ahimai ahinye enyini.
See, kingdoms like seed grow.
Ahinye etse aba na enyini
when they are planted.
Se wodua.
Don't know whether you are here with us.
Menim se mochi ni ene namo.
Matthew 13.
In sempano said the Matthew etro no ni tudu mi ensa.
From verse 31.
In sempano said the Matthew etro no ni tudu mi ensa. Ntichemu eduasa ba kon ekro.
He told them another parable.
Na obu won be foforo say
the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed.
Oso hinet say sinipi fa
which a man took and planted in his field.
Ah onipa bi fa kodua wonefu.
Now this is the kingdom of heaven.
Where onyakopon hinet
is like a mustard seed.
Eti say sinipi aba
which a man took and what planted in his field.
Ah, oni pabi fakodua wonefu mu.
Though it is the smallest of all seeds.
Enu na eye abahodo ina mu kitwa de.
Yet when it grows.
Nansu enyini a.
Yet when it grows.
Nansu enyini a.
It is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches.
And only a fine mokesia na a ye duama a wim numa babe ye na a ye duama wim numa babe ye prebu na ewana man.
He told them still another parable.
Now bu on befo frose.
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast.
Osra hinet is a moka
that a woman took and mixed into about 6 pounds of flour.
Ah, obabi fa kofra is some kokua mu.
Now listen to this. Until it wet all through the dough.
Ma dikosi se a year muina kai.
So this is not just unique to the kingdom of heaven.
Na yenu enye oswa hinien kuan huasem.
No, this is how kingdoms spread.
Na yenu eye kwanya ahinia hudo ina faso.
You plant it,
udria,
it will grow.
Ebegini.
You introduce it into the society like yeast in a dough, and it will spread.
Na wudane di ewo omainu mu tise morika na ebegini asay moreno.
You see, Jezebel.
Jezebel.
Was the daughter of the high priest of Astarte.
Nana oye Astarte of Peni Eba Eba.
So the he was the daughter of a traditional priest, somebody who worships idol.
Nana oye obosomfo bi Eba.
And then this man, Jezebel's father, killed the king of Phoenicia.
Na Jezebel ne papa ekum Phoenicia hene.
Then he rose to the throne.
Ena osori betina akonwa no so.
So this priest of Baal has now become the king of Phoenicia.
Enti Baal konfui ababeye Phoenicia hene.
So Jezebel was raised in pagan culture.
Enti Jezebel no wotete no na onyini ewo abosumsum
steeped in its tenets,
na ojina nefapemso,
its practices,
ene ne niye so,
its worship,
ne som,
its morality,
ene emujumedi.
Now listen to this.
Na feti.
Then she got married to the king of Israel.
Ena Israel hene eware no.
Ahab.
Ahab.
So strategically, the devil plants Jezebel in the seat of governance of Israel.
Ain't he washa? Obunsam sheda babedria Jezebel ewo Israel ahimfi.
Baal is an idol. It can be carried. You can carry Baal with you.
Na Baal oya bosumwa obetumi asuyano edie tukwain.
And that is all she knew.
They no onim na.
She carried Baal with her. Strategically into the palace. I said the seat of governance of Israel. And soon everyone worshiped Baal.
Na anche
with 850 prophets to its credit.
Ah, Baal no ewo edifonka ahangwa chenye dionum.
That is what it means to plant demonic teachings.
Na sanity bra wudia atrochrechre
and entertain them.
Na wojiji wonso esoso wonso.
People like that, because it is hollow, they like strategic places.
And I'm saying muye ha inti no wo pebebia eho eye ekron.
Now when people with this agenda of LGBTQ and whatever you have, when they are entering into your country, they will not go and look for any poor person, my friend. They will target strategic people.
Na wanga woye emani mema emani ma eda ene mema ni mema eda ehunjuma no se woba omanu mu a wonkonko pese bi ohiani bi ene ordinary frase ne mom wobehye da kohwe ni patitiru bi e womanu na odi wonga edijuma.
They have money.
Wo wosika.
They are very strategic.
Na wonim de woye.
But we also have our God.
Na yensu ye woye nyame.
Now listen, you may have allow these teachings in your country and you are comfortable with them. I remember that one of our meetings, somebody came to me from the Western world. Then we had made some announcements saying that the women should meet somewhere and the men. We said the women and the men.
Nana yabonka yebise.
This fellow came to me saying that, no, but that is not correct. I should let them say biologically women and biologically men.
And I say, oh, they be waiting. And then I say, okay, a body is a pemu ma, and a body is a remu mema.
I looked at the fellow, and I was saying in my head, you think you are civilized. God has created human beings, and you are telling me that what I've said is wrong, and that I should be politically correct. When your society is like that, don't think that these are Africans, they don't know what they are talking about. Soon they will become like that. No.
Men,
we don't need a white man to be our teacher as to how to worship God. The scripture is our rule. And I want to encourage all of you who are listening to us. Don't give teachings of demons space. If you plant them, they will grow and they will take the future.
Emma Adamo ni chire chire ekwan e wo bebia if you say wudua won a wo benyini na wonyini so a wo beha dachi.
It is therefore important that we stop the establishment and the spread of opposing kingdoms.
Enti ehu hia pa se ahinia authority ano ye bomoden se ye besi won kwan a wonyini na won tretre.
When there are any kind of string teachings developing in a church, the Apostle Paul says that when I leave, there will be savage wolves among you. They will come with all kinds of teachings within the church. When you see any kind of teaching like that railing its head, crush it. Don't give it space to be established.
Now, as one for Paul say, "Mija muhakwa ini pabia washisha tisem pateku ebegi wanti e wasolum na wadeni chachira hodo beba na se pateku nu yi wanti na wadeni chachira hodo a every jamme ba munsi wankwain na mama wankwain mani nyimi
within the church
e wasolum
crush it
munsi wankwain
don't entertain them
mungeji wanso
don't say that this is a prayer camp after people are receiving their healings. You see, when you are dealing with the devil, you don't say that the end justifies the means.
Men can say, we empire bobia na and kwa kura and kwa fona mkwansu eji wa yekba obonsamu wa yemani sa kwenyamu.
Scripture says there's a way that seems right to a man.
Shurani say, ekwen biwa huwa etini woni penu so.
But the end is the way of death.
And so ne wye ye no eyo wu.
How will you be able to know that this is coming from the devil?
Ube edeno wongu say ye diye from obonsamu neba.
So this is where spiritual gifts are so important to managing the church. I know many of our people have studied, they've done psychology, counseling in various degrees. I pray that if we can even have a diploma in our management of spiritual gifts, it will be better than all this. I'm not against counseling, but counseling cannot stand the devil.
Yes,
you have done well. I'm not tearing or against spiritism. Obviously, though, some people, if you have degrees in order, praise God. It is good to learn, it helps, but that is not the key.
And she said, oh, a boding crater, a well for 2 7 years, dear moa, a ye, a buananso, and yet, and only Safua, a buepon.
These are philosophies of men.
Where ye nipa agrinimu adventure.
You see, when we were growing up.
There
was this young man. He just entered the church house. And the presider then looked and said, "Hey."
The presider came and said, "Hey,
where are you coming from?" Simple question.
The
young man turned, looked at the presiding elder, and he reversed like that. He reversed. He knew where he was coming from. And the presiding elder caught it.
Presaria da no echre.
So where are you coming from?
Was a branch here now?
He didn't say go back home.
Wan kasa sanwechi kofi.
That question.
But asema obisa no.
Was enough to scare the young.
Na enunkwa ayese ebehunehuna no.
If in our generation we set the gift of the Spirit aside and then lift certain things, that one too could be the strategy of the devil.
And it was yet pain you see. Say ye de adoma chede ahodo no egun chen na ye pija ne mahodo bi a eno so ebetumi aye obonsam ne neden ekwan so
because it is because of the deception of the enemy that is why God gave us these gifts.
If we say enam otamfo no ene adanti eno nyame chee ye nsachede,
all other alternative can come and help the church in dealing with human beings, but they are not the key tools for dealing with the devil.
Eti ne ma hodo ina betumi aba abebo asori no amaye tumi abo asori no mu bra ne mum enye eno ne asem no ho emu aye.
Now the Jews understood this very well. Stopping opposing kingdoms, they understood it.
Na Jew for no se yesi ahinia asori ti awon no na wote ase pa.
Acts chapter 4
asomafo ni nyuma no 89
from verse 17. Are we together?
Asumafoni nyuma no 89 ichichemu dunso.
Sometimes when you mention some of this, nobody's also for too bold. Don't be afraid for me, eh? Oh, these things.
Asumafoni nyuma 89 ichichemu dunso.
Yes. Okay, let's start from. From 14. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say.
Now, where onipa wasan yadia oni wunjina hono wenyashi ankentia.
So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together.
Now, what share one say one free jano mu ho infredino wotu omu ejina.
What are we going to do with these men? They asked. Everyone living in Jerusalem knows that they have performed a notable sign.
And
we cannot deny. But to stop this thing from spreading any further, that was to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name. Na, they were specific, this name, in the name of Jesus. They shouldn't.
Na de ebeye na erin koso entre omanu mu ni se atiatia na yebetiatia won se won ka din yi hu asem enkyre onipa biara bio.
Verse 18. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
Na nchichemu du watre no na wofre won share won se won ka asem and so won chire chire yesu di mu kra.
But Peter and John replied,
ena petro ni yohane bua se won se,
which is right in God's sight,
the only ena tini wonyame ni,
to listen to you or to him.
Se ye betie mo anase ye betie onyankopon,
you be the judge.
Mo mumu aten.
As for us,
na yende,
we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
Yen to me jise yakande yehu na yate.
After further threats,
na watete yambi ono,
they let them go.
Ojawo.
So their challenge was that if we don't take care, this thing will spread.
Na na wahau ne se wonga weya sadi we ebe tretre.
Chapter 5.
Eti enum.
Verse 12.
Nti chemo du.
Now the apostles performed many miracles and wonders among the people. Verse 15. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets. Verse 16. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem. So you see how the agenda is also spreading. verse 17. Then the high priest and all his associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. Jealousy is not bad. Jealousy is good. See, if you marry a wife and you are not jealous about the wife, it's not good.
So
what that means is that the person is your wife. Jealousy is the love that holds on to someone's own. That is why scripture says that God is a jealous God. So if God is a jealous God, how can jealousy be evil? Then God is doing something bad. You have to advise him. But God is not doing something evil.
And so instead
that the Jews were filled with what? Jealousy.
Now see Jew for no any bread.
Which verse was that?
17.
I'm sure when I said we have to advise God, I've forgotten the place.
17.
Then the high priest and all the associates who were members of the party, the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. Now, why were they filled with jealousy? Now, who knows? And why is the Bible using the word jealous? Because now they are losing people who belong to them. They are losing them to Christianity. So they were filled with jealousy. And that one, I think it is right. Because that is what it is their own.
If you say your own there,
they used to be part of them.
Now what can we?
Now they are leaving.
And so what?
Somehow they are losing.
E kwan bi so no
members to Peter's group.
E kwan bi so wo hwere asori ma no bi akọ Petro
don tell. We can't allow this to.
And I was say where they are yempene man nyina.
Then verse
18.
They arrested the apostles and put them in public jail.
Now what to share asoma for no so they won't go. Kwasafu ifiase.
Now, the big one, verse
19.
But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the door of the jail and brought them out.
Now,
you see what is happening? They arrested human beings. And angels got angry and came to release them. This is the clash of the titans. It is about the battle of kingdoms. They want to stop the spread of the kingdom of God. They arrest them. Keep them in prison. Angel of the Lord came out. Release them. Then let's listen to the angel. Go. Stand in the temple courts. And tell the people all about this new life. Following day, they went to the prison to look for the prisoners, and they were not there. Somebody came to tell them that these people that you are looking for, they are in the temple preaching. They said, what?
And Obibeka said, Akrofoya,
they brought them back.
No, I'm quoting one by.
So there's no what in Chia. I thought you said what in Chia. Okay,
28.
We gave you strict orders.
Yeah, ma,
not to teach in this name. He said, yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. To fill simply means you are spreading.
Now, so
their mind was to stop them from
spreading.
Peter and the other apostles
replied,
"We must obey God rather than human beings." Let me take the last one from the apostle Paul.
Acts
13. Then we'll read from
42.
Acts
13.
From verse
42.
As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath.
Now
they were teaching. And the people wanted to hear them again. So for the next Sabbath, verse 44, on the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Almost the whole city. When the Jews saw the crowd, they were filled with what? Jealous. They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him. Now, for the sake of time, so you see that they were stopping them. Why were they stopping them? And what was Paul really teaching? And why they needed to stop him. Acts 20:25. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Now he was teaching. And they wanted to stop him. It was a teaching that the whole city had come to listen.
But
why were the Jews jealous? Why were they trying to stop him?
Now
listen. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. So what was he spreading? He was spreading the kingdom through the teaching. And then that one, the opposing kingdom, will stop it. This is a spiritual principle. And we must rise and be alive to that.
As I say, sorry,
we must stop any opposing kingdom.
As I say, you see, ahimia be a sorry tia no equine
from spreading.
You see, nukwanya entretre.
Are we together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll continue, God willing, next week. Shall we rise and begin to pray?
I'm sorry, dear Mompire.